Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
So there have been some really interesting developments in the discussion about trans women competing in women's sport. And I personally don't really care about women's sport whatsoever, beyond the fact I don't think that biological men should be ruining it for women if they want to play sport.
If anything, in a strange, perverted way, I'd say the whole argument over women's sport has itself been the greatest advertisement for women's sport that there's been in decades. It's the first reminder that many people had that it even exists.
I might just watch women's sport to spite the trans lobby now. Just, I'm not enjoying it, but I'm doing it out of spite. But no, the reason that this is important is because this is a sort of bellwether for the whole gender identity thing. And because of these developments, I think it might give us a good indication of where this is going to go. And on the topic of gender identity and trans people, I would like to draw attention to an article I wrote on lotuseaters.com, which is, of course, our website, called Trans Fragility, the Fallacy of Gender Identity, where I basically break down the logical inconsistencies in the trans ideology. And I've got a bit of humour in there. It should be a nice read and hopefully worth checking out. But of course, it is my own work, so I would say that. But you can be the judge.
I've not read it yet, but I'm sure it's great.
Thank you very much. But before we get into it, let's have a look at what the Prime Minister of Turf Island has said.
And this that's just what we're known as now. It's kind of great.
I do find it funny. I never thought fight side by side with a feminist, but there we go.
Makes me... How about a friend? No.
But yes, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that transgender women should not compete in women's sport. I don't know what's happened to Boris. Maybe his wife's boyfriend has given him back his spine, but he's actually said something of substance that might even be conservative. Wow.
Boris Johnson said something conservative? My God.
I think it might be because him and the money printer Rishi Sunak have been in a bit of hot water, and maybe he's trying to win back people on his side a little bit.
What is it they say? Boris Johnson isn't subject to the opinions of the people, but more the Telegraph?
Yes, I think there's something to it. And to quote Boris directly, he says, "I don't think biological males should be competing in female sporting events. Maybe that's a controversial thing to say, but it just seems to me to be sensible. I also happen to think that women should have spaces, whether it's in hospitals, prisons, or changing rooms, which are dedicated to women. And that's as far as my thinking has developed on the issues. If this puts me in conflict with some others, then we've got to work it all out. It doesn't mean I'm not immensely sympathetic to people who want to change gender, to transition, and it's vital we give people the maximum love and support in making those decisions. These are complex issues, and they can't be solved with one swift, easy piece of legislation. It takes a lot of thought to get this right." However, as you can imagine, these comments were not received well by the left-wing lobbies.
Of course not. We are in the midst of civilizational collapse. So
of course,
the fact that he has to tread on so many eggshells just to say women's sport should be for women, controversial statement, guys.
I know. So yes, of course, Stonewall had something to say. They said, "Trans people deserve the same opportunities as everyone else to enjoy the benefits of sport and blanket exclusion
trans people deserve the same opportunities to beat women that normal men get.
And exclusion on trans people participating are fundamentally unfair." I don't think they're necessarily excluding trans people. I just think that they want them to compete in sports that their biology kind of dictates.
Yes,
right?
It's very interesting that they're appealing to the fairness principle, given that's
funny.
Exactly what the TERFs are appealing to as well.
Exactly. And they interestingly point out this is a complex and fast evolving issue, and much of the science doesn't yet exist in this area.
That's just a lie.
I know,
just an outright... I mean, I shouldn't be surprised that Stonewall are just lying outright, but okay, if you want to just be that blatant about it.
And there is a bit more resistance as well, as Seb Coe, the World Athletics president, says, "Gender cannot trump biology after seeing American swimmer Leah Thomas win the highest national college title." And he says that the future of women's sport is at stake.
So it's true.
Yes. So the World Athletics president is saying this. This is promising that at least things are going in the right direction. And talking of the right direction, things are even improving in the United States. Kentucky legislature overrides the governor's veto of transgender sports bans. So it's the governor vetoing the bill which bans transgender people. So they've overrided his veto. So I'm going to read from this article. It says, Kentucky's legislature voted on Wednesday to override Governor Andy Beshears, I don't know how to say his name, veto of a bill that would prohibit transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams, making the state the sixth to enact such a law this year and the 15th to date. Beshear, a Democrat, vetoed the bill last week, saying it most likely violates the Constitution because it discriminates against transgender children. I don't remember that being in the Constitution, but okay. Proponents contended that the measures were necessary to protect the rights of cisgender girls and women in school sports. They're using the disgusting term cisgender.
Which means normal.
Mentally well, yes. The override passed the Senate by a 29-8 vote and the House in a 72-23 vote. So that's pretty resounding in favour, which is good to see, really. And of course, Pennsylvania is trying to mimic Kentucky here, and they have passed a bill banning transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. Again, very good. However, the governor, Tom Wolf, has made it clear that he wants to veto the bill. So we'll see how this develops, but there is at least some resistance against this. And moving on to Australia, the Prime Minister of Australia seems to be backing a ban to push transgender women out of playing in female sports. However, it is not as it seems. So he was very, very supportive of some of his colleagues or other party members who have been pushing against this issue. And he was saying things such as they are fighting for really important issues, things of that nature. Then if we move on to the next article, Scott Morrison suddenly backs away from supporting a ban on trans women competing in female sports after deleted tweet controversy.
I was about to say, I actually covered him talking about this the other day, and mm-hmm. he was very, like the article said, he was very tight-lipped on it. He hadn't said anything specifically, but he'd shown a lot of support towards mm-hmm. the sorts of members of the government who were backing the transgender ban. So that's quite demoralising that he's just backed away at the first sign of controversy.
It is worth mentioning that there is an election in Australia on Saturday the 21st of May,
of course.
2022. So
because
this seems
democracy
to me,
works, guys, yeah, we swear.
This is cynical pre-election cuckoldry, really, isn't it? I mean, of course it is. It's the only thing it can be.
Yeah, obviously.
So yes, I also noticed in this Daily Mail article just some horrendous journalism. Scott Morrison has suddenly backflipped on his support rather than backtracked. If you backflip, you're in the same position at the end of it, right?
Just slightly further back, but then you can just step forward. Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
I just thought I'd mention that because it's so stupid.
I know we're talking about sports, but I'd like to see Scott Morrison try a backflip, actually.
Yeah, after what he did with the lockdowns in Australia, I mean, he deserves to at least try and fail a backflip.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, fingers crossed, right? So, that's not all. Trans athletes face opposition from more than 90% of elite women cyclists who are against them competing. So this is great news. I think this is largely in Britain, or Turf Island, as it's now known. More than 90% of elite women cyclists are opposed to competing against transgender athletes, according to a survey carried out by the Cyclists Professionnel GPA, the CPA conducted the survey of its female members earlier this year and presented the findings to the sports governing body, the UCI. Very confusing, there are too many acronyms. Marion Clignett, the triple cycling world champion, is part of the group that wrote to the UCI last week calling it to review the rules on trans competitors, and she said the CPA women ran a survey a few months ago and over 92% did not agree with trans athletes racing in the women's peloton. I'm not a cyclist, as you can probably guess.
He can barely speak English, just listen to him.
Excuse me, Mr. Northerner over there. The UCI's regulations, which were updated in January this year, permit transgender women to compete in female races if they have had testosterone levels below 5 nanomoles per litre for a 12-month period prior to competition. A young healthy male's testosterone will range between 20 to 30 compared with a female's range of 0.7 and 2.8. So that's quite a resounding difference, really. So despite these rules being followed by transgender athlete Emily Bridges, who is the, I believe, a British biological male but trans woman, I believe they were actually successful in the men's category and then transferred to women's as well. So
they could be even more successful.
Exactly, yes. So I think that's probably part of the reason why there's such a resounding opposition, because they were already doing so well.
Yeah,
they swapped.
One of the interesting things, and I'm sure people can correct me in the comments if I've got this wrong, that I've heard is that what we consider to be a men's category for sports doesn't actually forbid women or biological women or anybody really from actually participating in those sports. It's just it ends up being whoever's the best gets to participate in that, and that often means that you end up with just entirely men rather than women, and women have the specific categories for them so that they're able to compete against one another. So if this person is a very good cyclist, surely she could just participate in the men's league anyway.
Well, they seem to be doing pretty well beforehand.
If they're doing pretty well, fair play, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And apparently they were barred from competing in the first female race 2 weeks ago at the National Omnium Championship in Derby. So there we go. Seems like they have been banned, and this is going to carry on, hopefully, with a complete U-turn on these rules that will prevent transgender women from competing in cycling. However, this hasn't been met entirely positively. There was a row about this cycling change in rules, with a significant sponsor withdrawing its funding after this Emily Bridges debate. So they more or less said that they didn't want to put their money into funding one of the competitions. And I'll read from the article here. The women's CICLE Classic, part of the British Cycling Women's National Road Series, was plunged into doubt this week when Peter Stanton, who helped create the race in 2016, withdrew backing. Mr. Stanton, who has put in excess of £150,000 into the event, said he could not continue to support it after British Cycling suspended its transgender policy in the wake of the world governing body, the UCI, refusing to allow Bridges to compete in Derby. So there we go.
I'm surprised it hasn't included like a quote of anything that he said, because I can imagine it would go something along the lines of, oh, I don't want to be supporting an industry or organisation that puts the lives of trans people at risk, all that sort of overwrought language that they tend to use.
I think he just wanted to avoid politics in general. That's what I've gathered from what he's been saying. He's just like, I don't want it to be politicised. I think he realised that it's a hot-buttoned issue and just wants to stay clear of it all.
Sadly, I'm sure the rest of the organisation probably wouldn't as well, but situations like this kind of force the political issues into it.
People's hands have been forced a little bit. They don't want to have to tell people they can't compete in certain categories. I think it makes people relatively uncomfortable. However, the standards have to be drawn for this to be a continued thing. You have to have a standard of who is a woman and who is not. Otherwise, women's sport is basically ruined, because you'll get men going in there who have natural physical advantages, and therefore it ceases to be a fair competition. But let's move on to something a bit more silly, shall we? So Pink News, who can always be relied on to have the best takes on things.
Click on them, scan through, and you'll find a treasure trove of absolute nonsense. Yeah.
There's no good reason to ban trans women from sports, according to science and experts.
Are you good friends with science and experts as well?
Yes. Pink News now speaking for all of science and experts.
Oh, I'm glad that we've...
Apparently so, but
they've divined it from their crystal ball, I'm sure.
It gets worse than that. So if we actually read the article, the headline is incredibly...
Why would we want to read the article?
Because the headline is incredibly misleading to what they actually say down below. They say, if there's one thing for certain in this chaotic world, it's that scientists know there is simply no reason to blanket ban transit athletes from sport. That's not true. Dozens of American states have sought this year to ban trans women from sports, whilst British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday, 6th of April, said biological males shouldn't compete against cisgender women. The vexing debate over trans people kicking a ball or running for a few seconds has increasingly engulfed the minds of lawmakers and pundits. Yet, while research is still scant on the area, science and experts, don't forget, advocacy groups and many sports governing bodies generally agree that trans people playing sports is a non-issue. So advocacy groups and sports governing bodies, now science and experts, says Pink News.
So groups that agree with us already and groups that are under a lot of pressure from those groups that already agree with us say it's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it, guys.
It's so absurd. So as a psychologist myself, I have actually done work which has looked at the advantages afforded to transgender women in women's sport. And here is an article on our website where I do that. So I basically went through and it compiled a history of transgender women all the way. I think it starts in 1976. So it really goes back further than you think. And I talk about cases where they have succeeded over biological women and the details around that and perhaps some of the potential controversies. But in the preamble to this article, I outline a recent study. This was published in 2021, so it was published that year, I believe. And I'm going to quote directly from the article. A recent study published by the British Journal of Sports Medicine suggests that the advantages that being biologically male provide persist for at least a year after receiving hormone replacement therapy, having an average of 9% faster run speed, for example. The study also reports that transgender women show an athletic advantage between 15 to 31% before starting hormone treatment, which is massive, isn't it?
That's huge. And even after you say, oh, the advantages will desist or something, but if you're, for instance, a runner, like the image that you had there, if you're 6'2" and all of your competitors are 5'5" tops, probably, purely your reach that you'll get from your longer legs is a massive advantage. So I don't get how anybody can ever make the argument, oh, it desists after a while.
As someone who's done a fair amount of running with long legs.
It's a help, isn't it?
It does help, yeah, funnily enough. So yes, I think the case is that if you have been through male puberty, those advantages are there, whether you ply yourself with medicine or not. They're not going to go away, because you can't really change your biological sex. That's all there is to it, really. But thankfully, people are actually pushing back on it, and it is really good to see that sanity is somewhat prevailing. I mean, it's going to be difficult. However, it seems like, at least in the UK and some states in the US, things are going in the right direction.
Thank you for watching, and if you appreciated that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters, you can support us and find more at lotuseaters.com. For example, the latest premium podcast that I did with Thomas, talking about what exactly are leftists teaching our kids. And if you would like to find more from me and follow me, you can do so at Getter at Harry Lotus Eater. Thank you and goodbye.
Ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.